Seder Snippet Series is sponsored by the Sacca family in memory of Joseph Sacca's 50th year at site this coming January. This is snippet number 301. We hit 300 snippets. You can still go back and listen from the beginning and catch up. We are in the middle of Shema. We have begun the second paragraph. V'haya im shamoa tishmu'u. And that is in fact where we last left off. Why the redundancy? What seems to be a somewhat peculiar or clumsy clause. Shamoa tishmu'u. We trace several of the translations, Art Scroll Chumash, Art Scroll Siddur, Hertz Chumash, Koran Siddur, and all of them struggle. Shamoa Tishmu'u. It's redundant. Why both? So last time we shared the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, Im Shamoa. Depends what kind of listener you are. But if you listen in earnest, if you listen sincerely, if you listen actively, not just passively, Im Shamoa Tishmu'u. Then you'll really hear. Most people just are quiet until it's their turn to speak. There's a difference between being quiet until it's your turn to speak and actually listening. And that's the Torah's telling us, that Hashem and His sacred, timeless Torah have so many messages. They are an instruction manual, a blueprint for life. Im Shamoa, you have to really listen, then Tishmu'u, then we'll penetrate the depths, then we'll be able to really understand. But Rashi says something differently. Rashi and Chumash says, what does it mean, Shamoa Tishmu'u? Why the redundancy? Says Rashi, a cryptic medrash. Im Shamoa b'yashan, Tishmu'u b'chadash. If you listen to the old, you'll hear it in the new. Old, new, hear it in the old, listen in the new. What does that mean? What does that mean? So we know that words have connotations. Words signal. They message certain things. So to us, old, often as a derogatory use. When we hear the word old, if we're called old, or something is described as being old, it's an old phone, it's an old technology, it's an old car, it's an old viewpoint. We use the word old to mean outdated, or antiquated, stale, tired, no longer useful, it's old. And we do the opposite with the word new. Did you get the new platform? Did you upgrade? Did you get the new system? New means fresh and exciting. New is cutting edge and superior. And we live in a world that tries to throw out the old and it tries to embrace the new. The old is obsolete. The old should be discontinued. And the new is what we pay to upgrade to. The new is what's sought after. The new is what we want. But that's not a Jewish viewpoint. That's not a Torah viewpoint. It's also not even a marketing viewpoint. You may remember some years ago when Coca-Cola decided to come out with New Coke. How well did that do? You go to the store and you look for New Coke today, you will not find it, because not everything new is an upgrade. Not everything new is better. Says Rashi, quoting the Medrash, say Chazal, Im Shamo B'yashan Tishmu B'chadash. If you listen to the old, you'll hear it in the new. In other words, in the world of marketing, we either frame something as being old and outdated, obsolete, or new and fresh and great. But in the world of Torah and mitzvahs and in the life of a Jew, we don't have such a dichotomy. We don't have such a clash between the old and the new. Both exist at the same time. The new has to be built on and predicated on. The new has to be viewed in the context of the old. The old is our tradition, our Mesorah. The old is Har Sinai. The old are Torah and mitzvos. Im Shamo B'yashan Tishmu B'chadash, says Rashi, if you listen to the old, you'll hear it in the new. If you pay attention and you hearken to the messages and the principles and the ideas and the ideals, the teachings of the old, meaning if you live life through the filter and the prism of Torah of the old, you'll see it in the new all around. The people who've tried to upgrade from Torah are struggling and stumbling through life, unhappy, miserable, confused. And we who use Torah, our timeless Torah, as our compass to navigate the new world in which we're in, then if we listen to the old, we'll find the very same values and ideas, we find that message, and we learn to navigate our way even here in the new. So it says Rashi, Shamoa Tishmu'u, it's not redundant, it's not an extra word. Im Shamoa, learn the Torah, learn our 3,600-year-old tradition, and then Tishmu'u, and then you'll be able to listen in here and now. You'll listen in modern contemporary times, and it will resonate for us through the message, through the lessons of the past. What does it mean, El Mitzvosai? Im Shamoa Tishmu'u El Mitzvosai. Rav Schwab points out, it could have said, Shema tishma'u mitzvosai. Listen to the mitzvos. What do you mean el? El too seems extraneous, seems extra. What does it mean? Listen to this insight. Rav Schwab, I love this idea. It says Rav Schwab, you know why it says listen el mitzvosai? Because the mitzvos are speaking to us. The mitzvos are calling our name. The Rambam writes in another context, in his commentary on the Mishnah, on what we say at the end of our Dvar Torah every day between Mincha Marav, that we say what a schus it is, fichach elam and Torah mitzvos. The Rambam explains that every Jew has a mitzvah they have a connection, an emotional connection with. There's the Kiddush Lavana Jew and the Shalashiddush Jew. There's the Sukkah Jew and the Shofar Jew. There's the Daf Jew and the Davening Jew. There's a mitzvah that every one of us connect to in some way. Halavai, we connect, of course, to all of mitzvos, but certain mitzvos, they speak to us. They touch us deeply. They call our name. They're our mitzvah. So the Rambam says the great schus that Hashem was here b'lam Torah and mitzvos is the more options, the greater the shmorg of mitzvos, the more likely we'll find our mitzvah, the mitzvah that speaks to us. That's why it's a great schus that here b'lam Torah and mitzvos. Says Rav Schwab, not referencing this Rambam, but says Rav Schwab, that's what it means, el mitzvosai. Listen to the mitzvos that are calling your name. El. The mitzvos are calling our name. They're calling out to us. They're inviting us to experience, to observe, and to have them touch and transform us in return. We'll continue tomorrow night.